So I'm here in St. Columba's Church in Bindon Street in Ennis, and I have one of the stars of tonight's candlelit carol concert, the baritone Eoin Gilhooly.
Hi, Cathy.
So hello, Eoin, how are you? And Eoin, that was an absolutely lovely programme tonight. How did you select the numbers? And
well, we wanted it to be kind of very, we wanted it to be very seasonal, but also not just to be your favourite carols. So that's why, you know, I chose excerpts from the Christmas Oratorio and Messiah and things like that. And it was lovely that the choir then were able to match that for Unto Us a Child Was Born. And, you know, just generally the programme, we sat down and we said, what might work? I have to say a lot of it was done by Helen Houlihan. And then we slotted my repertoire in around it. But I think the balance worked.
I think it worked very well indeed. And there was some, you know, good balance between the familiar repertoire and also
it's always nice to challenge an audience a little bit as well. You know, the Bach is very rarely done. I don't know if it's ever been done in this part of the country, really. But it's a fantastic work. The Christmas Oratorio is one of Bach's finest.
Is it difficult to sing?
It is very difficult because it's very runny. And I've only started kind of exploring that side of things recently, because as I'm getting older, I've been getting a couple of lower notes in the voice. So before it was all, like, it's still a little bit low, but nothing like what it used to be. That part of the voice is developing. So that's exciting that it might open up another door. At some point, repertoire-wise.
Excellent. And Eoin, you've had a terrifically busy year. I see you written up in the New York Times as being, you know, the best singer in the production. So what have been the highlights of 2012 for you?
2012, I think that the highlight was probably doing the Buxton Opera Festival and their productions of Rimsky-Korsakov and Sibelius. Sibelius was the Maiden in the Tower, and the other was Cachet, the Deathless, and that was really outstanding,
from
a production point of view, and how it was received as well. It was incredible, and it was fantastically well received by the critics.
So indeed,
it did my profile the world of good.
It must have been very exciting to
the
New York Times and read it.
It was such a stone's throw repertoire-wise from what I started the year doing, because I was singing Papageno for Opera Theatre Company. And, you know, that was tremendous as well. So, you know, but then I got to play the baddies in one of the operas, and I think that's really nice to not always be the happy chappy.
Well, I would imagine it's always, you know, more fun being the baddie, than being the goodie. I remember seeing The Sound of Music, and who would want to be Maria when you could be Baroness von Schreider with her kind of snotty put-downs, you know? So that was 2012, wonderful.
That's 2012.
So what's in store? When can we hear you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm in the middle of touring Cosy Fan Tutte at the moment for Opera Theatre Company, and that goes out on tour again from the end of January. We start in Dublin again, and that's kind of going to be nationwide. We're in Limerick on the 5th of February.
The 5th of February in Limerick, okay, we'll put that in the diary.
And after that, then, it's going to be an awful lot of modern music, contemporary music here. This is going to be, I'm doing the Irish premiere of Jake Heggie's For a Looker at Touch towards the end of March at the Lear in Dublin.
Give us that one now again.
For a Looker at Touch by Jake Heggie. It's for baritone and actor with chamber ensemble, and that's being paired with Britain's Phaedra, which Imelda Drum will be singing, and that's at the Lear in late in March. After that, I'm doing Michael Tippett's Child of Our Time at the opening concert for the Cork International Choral Festival, which will be wonderful. And after that, I'm during the summer, I'm going to England to sing The Ferryman in Curlew River, Britain's Curlew River, and a new piece that's been written by Sally Beamish called Hagar in the Wilderness, and I'll be singing Abraham in that as well. And then I come back and straight into rehearsals for Berg's Wozzeck, and I'm singing the title role in Wozzeck.
Wow.
So that's one of the most exciting things to ever happen in my career, because it's been one of those roles that I thought would never happen, and here it comes.
Excellent. Well, we wish you well, Eoin. Lovely to hear you tonight.
Thanks very much, Cathy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.